Hello, Perspectives listeners. What kind of impact do the voices you hear on this show have on your life? Listening to personal stories like these is a free service, but you can help us keep it free for everyone by texting KQED to 90999 now on your mobile phone to donate $5. Message and data rates may apply. Terms at mgive.org/t.
My foot crushed the grapes that made your wine. I'm the woman who cleaned your hotel room. I'm the man who mowed the grass you walk on. I am the student sitting next to you. I am a ghost. I became nobody when my parents stepped foot in the United States, when I was only 9 months old, deprived of a 9-digit social security number that would plague my family during our time as criminals here. One of my earliest memories is of my brother and I hiding in the closet of our home as immigration officials looked for my dad throughout our apartment complex. My ghost status has haunted me throughout my life. Not having medical insurance was hard in my early years, suffering with severe asthma. Every time I drive to school, I face the risk of being pulled over, losing my car, and possibly being deported and separated from my family. Facing tuition without financial aid makes it hard for me to pursue a career in journalism. I'm one of 65,000 undocumented immigrants that graduate from high school each year. We have been deprived of the right to pursue happiness and bloom into the professionals we desire to be. This is a human rights issue. We are condemned for the actions of our parents who brought us here hoping that we would become honest, professional people. Without the privileges of citizens, thousands of students don't have the ability to cure this world and make it whole. Consciousness must shift. Anti-immigrant propaganda is nothing new, but American youth are becoming more educated and able to see the injustice innocent people face. In each ghost, there is a past, perhaps filled with political violence, hunger, and a struggle to survive in their homeland. No law can stop the dream. No law can stop our culture. As humans, we have divinity flowing through our veins, pumping love into our passions, urging us to fully express ourselves. Our lifetimes must leave a footprint of peace for future generations to follow. We are the future journalists, politicians, scientists, and curers of disease. With our diverse ethnicities, we decorate this world. We are home. With a perspective, I'm Tonatiuh Garcia.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.